The teapot was empty. What was more, it had been empty even when I'd picked it up. I'd felt almost glamorous a moment earlier, but now I muttered an apology and put the pot down as quickly as I could. Mameha laughed. "You can see what a determined girl she is, Chairman," she said. "If there'd been a single drop of tea in that pot, Sayori would have gotten it out." "That certainly is a beautiful kimono your younger sister is wearing, Mameha," the chairman said. "Do I recall seeing it on you back during your days as an apprentice?" If I felt any lingering doubts about whether this man was really the chairman, I felt them no longer after hearing the familiar kindness of his voice. "It's possible, I suppose," Mameha replied. "But the chairman has seen me in so many different kimono over the years, I can't imagine he remembers them all." "Well, I'm no different from any other man. Beauty makes quite an impression on me. When it comes to these sumo wrestlers, I can't tell one of them from the next."
Mameha leaned across in front of the chairman and whispered to me, "What the chairman is really saying is that he doesn't particularly like sumo."
"Now, Mameha," he said, "if you're trying to get me into trouble with Nobu..."
"Chairman, Nobu-san has known for years how you feel."
"Nevertheless, Sayori, is this your first encounter with sumo?"
I'd been waiting for some excuse to speak with him, but before I'd so much as taken a breath, we were all startled by a tremendous boom that shook the great building. Our heads turned and the crowd fell silent, but it was nothing more than the closing of one of the giant doors. In a moment, we could hear hinges creaking and saw the second door straining its way around in an arc, pushed by two of the wrestlers. Nobu had his head turned away from me. I couldn't resist peering at the terrible burns on the side of his face and his neck, and at his ear, which was misshapen. Then I saw that the sleeve of his jacket was empty. I'd been so preoccupied I hadn't noticed it earlier. It was folded in two and fastened to his shoulder by a long silver pin. "I may as well tell you, if you don't know it already, that as a young lieutenant in the Japanese Marines, Nobu had been severely injured in a bombing outside Seoul in 1910. At the time, Korea was being annexed to Japan. I knew nothing about his heroism when I met him, though in fact, the story was familiar all over Japan. If he'd never joined up with the chairman and eventually become president of Iwamura Electric, probably he would have been forgotten as a war hero, but as it was, his terrible injuries made the story of his success that much more remarkable. So the two were often mentioned together.